Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. That's Jonathan Kuminga. And he is just like every other young athlete I've ever seen in my entire life. They all want the same thing. And I don't begrudge him for it at all. So just to let y'all know right off the top, and you guys jump in if I'm leaving anything out, because we're not going to sit here and read an article to you on the radio. But Anthony Slater of The Athletic went out to Cleveland and spent time with Jonathan Kuminga. And I thought that this was beautifully done, because it's not in a setting where you're at a podium. It's not even in a locker room. He went to Jonathan on Jonathan's time in Jonathan's space, in the middle of all of his off-season workouts. And he spent time with him to understand where his head's at. And I think he got, quite frankly, some of the best quotes that anyone's ever gotten from Jonathan. And here's the summary. Jonathan wants to be a star. Jonathan wants to be a one. Jonathan wants to be an all-star. Jonathan wants to be the dude with an organization. Are there financial implications that come with that? I'm sure that's a driving force. But that's what Jonathan wants. And Jonathan has said it in black and white. If it's with the Warriors, great. If it's not, great. Don't care where it is, but that's what I want. And for me, to quote the great Jay-Z, thank God for granting me this moment of clarity. This is all I've been waiting for. There's your clarity. It's time to let him go. This is not the same discussion we've had in the past. This isn't about whether he fits. This isn't about whether you think he's going to be an all-star someday or whether you don't. And for goodness sakes, this isn't about Steph Curry, because Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And if you can't understand that and the gravity that that holds under an organization, I can't help you. Steph is Steph, period. That's it. And that'll never change until Steph is no longer playing. And yes, the Warriors will do right by Steph. But Jonathan is finally coming out and expressing exactly what he wants. He's not even just saying, hey, give me a chance to play a little bit more. He's saying, I want an organization. I want to be somewhere where that is at least a possibility. Let me go see if I can try. That's all I need to know. And I'm a firm believer of this. I've had this happen in my career. If you're at a spot as an employee where you don't want to be there anymore, whether you're under contract or not, I'm a big fan of the organization doing everything in their power to get that person the hell out of there.
Yeah.
It is time to let Jonathan.
You just said that.
Yep. It's
which
time
is
to let him go.
Everything in their power. And that becomes interesting, because you don't want to just take a bad deal because you want Jonathan Kuminga to have his outright freedom. You'd love to work out on both sides. And where you sit now with this article coming out, and if Jonathan Kuminga is this devoted to going out and being a one somewhere else, and I don't know if it's untenable for him to return, but it seems like he's champing at the bit to get his chance this summer and go out and do it. Well, you're in a bit of a tight spot because the sign and trade rules make it so you're not going to be able to get dollar for dollar on what his value would be. And even if his value is $30 million a year, which he reportedly was offered that last offseason, 5 years, $150 million, he turned it down. I don't think that there's an offer bigger than that out there, and that offer might not be out there either. So how do the Warriors do right by Jonathan while also doing right by themselves and the Steph Curry window?
Completely fair question, and the only answer I'll give, which is an uneducated one, I will admit, but I believe that where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I believe. The NBA right now is filled with teams that are looking to tweak this and get off of that number and maneuver this. I mean, there's trades flying everywhere, and there for every trade, there are 10 more rumors. So I feel like there are a lot of teams right now that want to get on the phone and they want to maneuver. And if they want to maneuver, it means two things. It means they want to lower the money on their books and they want, and or they want to get younger. And Jonathan Kuminga could represent both of those things for somebody. It probably needs to be a three-way deal because of the rule of if there's a sign and trade, you can only take back 50% on the dollar. So if Jonathan were to sign for $25 million a year, the Warriors can only directly take back $12.5 million in that deal.
Yep.
But if you start piling different players together in multiple teams, that sort of mitigates that, or at least can a little bit. And I am going to move forward with the belief that where there's a will, there is a way. I hate this to a certain degree. Jonathan may well become what many Warrior fans are sort of worried he may become. But for me, the bottom line is this. Jonathan has now expressed the job he wants. That job's not available here. Let him go. You have got to go. It will not work to re-sign him and make him keep looking for this job and this opportunity for at least two more seasons while Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are here. And whether you think that's organizational malpractice or leaning into old players, whatever you think, I get it. Steph Curry's presence is what it is. It's larger than life. And so there's really no moving that boulder, if you ask me. You got to get him out of here.
But depends on if you can move the other boulder, which is, you know, Kuminga and what he desires. And I'm just reading from Slater. He says, his first crack at free agency is about finding the contract he desires, but also seeking what he wants, not necessarily conforming into what this version of the Warriors needs.
There you go.
And so that, for me, is the big takeaway, where it's been 4 years and he's tried to conform to what the Warriors need, and he also now is in a spot where he can go out and get that contract. And I wonder if the Warriors aren't kicking themselves a little bit about, you know, not doing what they could to get that deal signed last offseason, because now it wouldn't be a sign and trade. You could trade him, even if you paid him $25 million last offseason, you could trade that $25 and get $25 back. But now the Warriors are in between a rock and a hard place if, in fact, they realize that they have to move off the player.
I totally get it. I just think that that is a game of chicken that the Warriors should try to avoid if they can. They may not be able to avoid it. You're right. But at the same time, that is a minefield, if you ask me. The idea of keeping him all the while, everybody knows that they're not on the same page. But then again, you want to trade him later, so you need to maximize his value. In order to maximize his value, you're going to have to play him a lot. His numbers are going to need to be high. But then if his numbers are high, that means you're playing him a lot, and he's ball dominant. And so what does that mean for players like Steph and Jimmy? And are you winning games or losing games while that's happening? It just feels like a minefield, because the simplest idea of team, right? We all have to be on the same page.
Right.
We all have to want the same things. They don't. That's it. That's what I read. They don't want the same things. Jonathan wants to be a star. The Warriors want a 3/4 who wants them to win. Those are not the same things. You're not on the same page. You can't be here anymore.
But
you shouldn't. I shouldn't say that. You shouldn't be. For you.
Well, he doesn't.
You shouldn't be here
anymore. He doesn't want to be. And the quote is, things take time, but I feel like I'm at the point where that has to be my priority, to just be one of the guys a team relies on, aiming to be an all-star multiple times, aiming to be great. If he comes back here and he plays the best that he can play and he fits in with the team and all the rest of it, he still probably won't be an all-star unless this team goes bananas and you get 2 and 3 all-stars, because you're going to be the third best offensive player most likely at best and the fourth best overall player. So if these are truly his goals, and I don't begrudge him for that.
Not at all.
He's a young player. He's going to be 23 when the season starts and he feels like he's put in his 4 years. And if this is what he really wants, then I'm with you. The Warriors need to do everything they can do, not only accommodate him, but accommodate themselves. Because if this player has these goals on your team, it's probably not going to be a great fit.
Yeah, I do not begrudge him at all. First of all, Jonathan Kuminga last year, through circumstances where most athletes I know would have blown their top, he absolutely kept it together. He deserves a ton of credit. And for anybody who looks at this story and says, wow, Jonathan is all, like, this feels selfish. Like, you want to be a star? How about win? Look, I don't think you get to do that to a 22-year-old player who's making $7 million in a league where he feels he has the talent to play with people who are making north of $40 million a year. I don't know if he is that, but he thinks he's that. And I don't know many human beings who in that situation wouldn't want to go try. Like, it's not fair for us to be like, no, sweet flower, make $12 million a year because you're on a good team. And there's a 37-year-old who's great, and he'll be gone in 2 years, but you need to be like him. You need to make it about him. When you're like, no, you don't have those 3 years to sit there and wait, and then maybe, who knows what the hell's going to happen around that corner. It's not fair to do that to a player and to call him selfish for these thoughts. I just don't buy that at all.
It's his career.
Correct.
Ultimately, it's his career. And if you want to go out and try to be a one for a team and be the guy that everyone relies on, and, you know, maybe you end up making an all-star team, maybe you don't, but that's your prerogative ultimately. And even if he doesn't get a contract offer from another team and the Warriors can give him a qualifying offer and he can play on that qualifying offer for a year, and then he becomes unrestricted at the end of next season. So there are ways that this can go different directions, but I'm kind of with you on the ideal scenario for the Warriors would be you find a place for him this offseason, you get something back in return, something that fits better now, and you just worry about the later down the road. And I can't help but think about the Jermaine O'Neal case with Portland, because it was 4 years with Portland. All 4 years they made the playoffs. Two of those years they went to the Western Conference Finals. Jermaine O'Neal did not really play much at all. And then at the end of those 4 years, they traded him to Indy. 2 years later, he's an all-star.
Yep.
And so, you know, Jermaine O'Neal started when he was 18 years and 2 months old. Kuminga was 19. So the similarity for me is striking, because now you're in a spot where Kuminga is going to probably have to go to a second team. Or in the case of Chauncey Billups, it was his fifth team,
right,
where he finally made the all-star team. So it doesn't mean that it's now or never for Kuminga. Everyone's road to the all-star game is different.
Of course.
It's fascinating to see some of these.
It really is. And so now you're sitting here in a situation, and I totally get this thought, but I've always wondered what it was people actually want the Warriors to do about it. For example, 925 just texted in. Let's spend a moment with this, and then we're going to go to the phones. Holy smokes, the Warriors are really going to burn this organization to the ground for Curry and Draymond. Look, if that's your opinion, I get it. I really do. You, there's a way of looking at that where you might end up being right. You know, you just said it. You worry about the Jermaine O'Neal thing. You worry about Kuminga becoming a star in a different uniform. Damn it, it might happen. And I just tell Warrior fans, I think you got to be okay with it. You just have to be. And if you think that that means they're burning the organization to the ground for Curry, that's fine. That means that your mind has already moved on to 2 years from now, and I get it. I get it, but theirs hasn't, mine hasn't, and I get that too. This is one of those things where I really can see both sides. I very much side with one of the sides, but I can see both sides. Like, I wonder if the Warriors were actually aggressively about to get into the youth, which a lot of their fans want them to do, let's say they did that and they actually said it out loud. All right, first thing we're doing, we're signing Kuminga to a five-year deal at about $30 million a year, $35 million a year. We're signing Kuminga. And oh, by the way, Kerr's going to start coming on Willie and Dibby every week, and he's going to be like, it's going to be different this year. We're leaning into Jonathan Kuminga because we think that he can be the next one. And he's a ball-dominant player, and we really want to start shaping the offense partially around him. All right, Warrior fan, what do you do 3 months later when Steph Curry, behind the scenes, says, get me out of here? Because I still care about my future, and I still think I can be the one on a championship squad. And you are now currently not doing that for me, and I thought that's what we all said we were going to do together. So send me to New York or something along those lines. I know that there are some Warrior fans that are like, fine, he's 37. I think you're the minority, and I think that you're downplaying all the things that Steph Curry is beyond basketball.
Well, and
it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to this organization.
Right, and honestly, that ship has sailed. And Steiny laid it out earlier, and I was listening and I was agreeing to the extent that, and Evan even used the phrase that was never uttered by the Warriors two timelines, but it's a good way to describe what it felt like the roster construction was doing. And if you would have stuck to that and you would have ridden through the lows and the lower lows of James Wiseman, and you would have held on to Jordan Poole because he's got the ha-ha and he can score and you believed in Jordan Poole, well, then you could look at Kuminga and say the same thing. And so in 2 years, you'd have Kuminga after 6 years, you'd have Poole after seven, and Wiseman the same, and you'd have a real, not an elite core, but you'd have a homegrown group of guys that you drafted, you believed in, and then you could kind of build around them with veterans, and you could be what you were going to be. But once you got rid of Wiseman, once you got rid of Poole, and you started to really strip away the youth from this team in the interest of right now, well, now you're just left with Kuminga and Pods and... Hi, this is Guy Santos.
Yeah, I see that one a little bit differently because I get what people are saying, but I think that when you bring up the Wiseman name, you're just attaching his draft status to him. There's been zero evidence that James Wiseman matters to a basketball team.
It's still early. Still very early.
Still very early, and now he's been through a major injury. I hear you, but there's been zero evidence to this point. And I would argue that another organization got a heaping ton of Jordan Poole, and they decided yesterday that a $30 million salary slot was more valuable to them than Jordan Poole. I think that those two players have now gone elsewhere and shown that the Warriors were right to move on from them.
Well, then they were wrong to draft him.
Well, no, but that's not the way the draft works. Like,
well, it is when you're picking number two.
No, but but with Jordan Poole, they got a lot out of him. I would argue they got everything that this organization could get out of him. Now, would it have been different if he wasn't punched? I really don't know. But the bottom line is they got him to contribute to a championship squad, but then he got a big bag, and then he started to do the same thing that Jonathan is starting to do, which is he wanted more. He wanted that team. He wanted that role. And at that moment, that's when people started to bristle, and they got mad at each other behind the scenes, and it led to something awful, but it also led to the Warriors going, you know what? We need to go a different direction here. And that's what I worry about. You may worry about Kuminga becoming great somewhere else. I worry about what he becomes if he stays. Because they're not on the same page. And you're heading down a road where people's heads are going to butt way, way too hard, in my opinion.
Well, they clearly already have butted to the extent that he got DNPs down the stretch. And he got DNPs in the playoffs. So I don't know if that's heads butting, but it's clearly a coaching staff looking at a player and saying, we think we can do better with you not playing at all in this basketball game. And so if that's butting heads, whatever you want to call that, that is a coach and a staff saying to a player, nah, we're not going to play you in these very important games against a young athletic team. You're our young athlete, and we're still not going to play you. So that's why I don't fault Kuminga for feeling this way.
Like, I don't fault him at all.
You just went through a fourth year in a playoff run where you didn't get to play, and then they were forced to play you, and you went off. Three games, big games, all losses, but you at least showed yourself the kind of player you can be in that spot.
888-957-9570. Dalton Johnson in a few minutes from New York. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I just want to say, man, Moses agrees with you. Mark, not Moody, the biblical Moses. Let Kuminga go. I think you need to, Warriors needs to be, you know, professional about it and give him that runway, you know, let him be that big bird, the emo in the commercial, you know. Hey, you're never going to be anything. 3 days later, the emo's in the commercial. So let him have that chance just, you know, so he could, you know, somehow work and realize his dream. And before I go, happy NBA draft day, guys.
Yep.
I got a little bit of hypothetical. And what if Nico Harrison calls up Mike and Joe Lacob and Sons and says, why don't you allow me the pleasure of reuniting the Splash Brothers on court wearing the same uniform? I'm going to send you Kyrie and this year's first overall pick, plus three more after that. Just go ahead and send me that guy, Wardell Stephen Curry. What say you, guys?
Oh, man. Here's what I say, Jonathan.
I'm out.
Yeah, well, you're
Kyrie's out. Kyrie's out for the year,
right?
And he's got two more years, or three more years on top of that.
Just signed a new three-year deal.
Right, on top of this upcoming year, I thought.
Well, no,
they
declined an option.
But Cooper
and did a
Flagg plus three more first-round picks?
No, like the Warriors actually would do that. The Mavericks never would. And the Mavericks fans would actually, like...
Re-riot?
They would re-riot. They would totally re-riot if the Mavericks did that. That's way too much of a haul for a 37-year-old player, no matter who he is. I know what we think of Steph, but that mythical deal would be a robbery.
Yeah.
That would be a robbery.
Highway robbery.
Yeah. How about Austin in the city? Hey, Austin, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. Just in here listening to y'all. You took right what I wanted to say about Jordan Poole, but what I'm trying to say is, too, about Kuminga.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It ain't about letting Kuminga go. It's about the old heads letting go of their ego and handing the keys over a little bit. We already had Jordan Poole for Curry's backup. You know, they didn't like that because he was taking some of the shine for Curry. So they had, you know, Draymond Green punched him out. We already had help at the three with Wiggins, and then now Wiggins got drifted off. Now it's Kuminga's turn. What they do? They go in here and go get Jimmy Butler. Now he get pushed down the line. What about Draymond Green? Why he never had help? Why he never had help? But Curry did, but not Draymond Green did. Didn't have it to have the help, but now it was supposed to, the keys was supposed to go to Kuminga. It's supposed to be his team right now. These old heads need to take a seat, and if these old heads think they still can play, won't they get a team together with LeBron, Curry, and all the rest of the old heads together, get their own team. And see, and let them win their last two rings or whatnot, and hand the keys over to these youngsters.
Yeah, Austin, I hear you, and I get it.
And I appreciate the use of old heads.
Old
it's
heads,
one of my favorites.
Yeah, like get out of the way and share it. Here, like just my read, I get why it feels that way to a lot of people. I don't think Curry and Draymond and the Warrior old heads, if you will, are selfish. I don't think it's that they don't want to share the spotlight. I think that they stubbornly believe that they know how to win championships. And then they try to share that with younger players, and some of those younger players acquiesce and do exactly what is being asked, and some don't. And sometimes they have good reason for not, like Jonathan Kuminga, who believes that that would stifle his career.
Yeah.
Which is why I believe they need to part ways.
And I'm waiting for the example of a youngster being a one to lead his team to an NBA championship, because I'm not sure if it's ever happened.
No, this wouldn't, like, they wouldn't be contenders right away. This would be about the belief that this could be something in another 3 or 4 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.